produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
First John chapter 2. Thankful to have our dear friend and brother, Pastor Torrent Miller, with us this morning from the Union Hill Church. Amen. Come on, give him a round of applause. Come on. First John chapter 2, beginning at verse number 15. Father, it is again that you have allowed us to preach, not for fame or for reputation, but Lord, we ask now that you would hide us behind the cross so that men will see you and not me. Lord God, lift us up where we belong and help us, God, through your word to see what you have to say to your church. Father God, we ask that you would touch us individually, touch us collectively, and God, allow us to be what it is that you have called for us to be. We thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for continuing to keep us by your grace. Lord, we have been careful to give your name all praise, honor, and glory. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray and ask it all. Every believer shall thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, beginning at verse number 15. And when you got it, say, I got it. The word of the Lord says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof passeth away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I want to just read that in the Message version, if you don't mind this morning, just for simplicity and clarity. It says, don't love the world's way. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from him. The world and all its wanting is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. The word of God for the people of God. I want to talk from the subject, only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ real last. Brothers and sisters, I've discovered that in this life, we all have needs and wants. All of us have needs, you know, shelter, clothing, you know, food, all that type of stuff. But there are some things that we just desire to have. Can I get a witness here? And in those desiring moments, sometimes we step out of the will of God. Because in those moments that we desire, we forget about how God has set up strategy for each one of our lives. But you got to understand that when you have desires or wants, sometimes you can go over and far beyond the call just because you want to accomplish getting something that sometimes you don't really need. Do I have some help in the room? And so it is, we find ourselves in the hustle and bustle of life trying to get everything we want instead of thanking God for what we need. Have a witness here. And in those moments that we find ourselves in the hustle and the bustle of life trying to get all of our desires, sometimes we forget about God and the responsibility that God has given unto us to work in the kingdom of God. We have a lot of people who started out going to church years ago and was faithful members to the Lord's church many, many years. But as soon as the opportunity presents itself to make some more money and work some overtime on Sunday, sometimes we take the overtime instead of taking God's time. That's how we get messed up and we get caught up in the world's way of living. Because we love money more than we love God. Have a witness in the room. And so brothers and sisters, we must understand this morning that God wants to remind all of us that only what we do for him will last. He's not concerned. I just read it there in the text. He's not concerned about what we obtain. He's not concerned about what job titles we have. He's not concerned about the businesses we're owning or trying to obtain. He's concerned about how your heart yearns for him. And if your heart's desires outweigh your love for God, then we are really shifting the will of God and putting the focus on what we want rather than what God wants for us. I have a witness in the room. So we must understand that God wants to use us. God wants us to live for him, but not just in a church setting, but he wants our whole life. He wants us to find pleasure in doing his will instead of doing what the world wants us to do. The challenge, brothers and sisters, here in the text considers for us to make sure that we as baptized believers have our priorities in the right place. 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17, the Apostle John, he challenges us to make sure that we know, first of all, who we are in the Lord. And secondly, since we are who we are in the Lord and we profess to be children of the Lord, he says to us, make sure that your priorities are in the right place. The book of 1 John was written by the Apostle John, who was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. He lived and ministered during a time when Christians were facing persecution and false teachings from Gnostic heretics. These heretics claim to have a secret knowledge that could lead to salvation, and they rejected the very deity of Jesus Christ. John here wrote this letter to encourage the believers to remain faithful to the true message of the gospel and to warn them against the deceptive teachings of the world. In this passage, John uses the word world to allow us to know that the world's way may seem intriguing. He uses Pastor Miller, this word world, which in the Greek is cosmos, if you will. And this can have multiple meanings, including the physical world which the people live in, or the ungodly system that we find in the world. John specifically warns against loving the things of the world rather than loving the things of God. It's easy to get caught up in the ways of the world because all of us want to be somebody someday. All of us want people to call our name and know our name and give us high accolades. But when you are focusing on the will of God, none of that matters because you know serving the Lord has a greater paycheck. You have a witness in the room. And so when we see this text, we automatically know that the Father seeketh such to worship him and to fall in love with him. As a believer, you really not learn how to live a true Christian life until you've learned how to fall in love with God. I wish I had a witness here. In other words, when you find yourself smack dab in the middle of life and you profess to be a child of God, you should have a loving relationship that is obsessive unto God. Nothing should be able to take the place of you loving God. Your wife, your husband, your boo thing, come on, talk back to me. Your money in the bank, your children, nothing should be able to take the place of God. And if you think you can live without God, I dare you to try it. Because that's a dangerous place to be in, because on any given moment, all of us need the Lord. I tell us all the time, brothers and sisters, it's better to have God and not need him than to need him and not have him. Can I suggest to you, I don't care where you are in your life, what you do, how many degrees you have on the wall, you're going to need the Lord. So some stuff we go through, our degree can't get us out of. Is my mic on here? Some stuff we get into and some stuff that we experience in this thing called life, our money can't get us out of. Some stuff take us calling on the name of the Lord. We need the Lord. Anytime you look on the television and you see people trying to gather together for a positive thing, and it turns negative, where 16 people are shot and people are killed, that ought to go off in your head and say, hey, we need the Lord. And let me suggest to you this morning, before I move on, and I'm almost done with you this morning, you say it's prayer time. Can I be honest with you? It's been prayer time. It's time for some action. Amen. It's time for us to get in the right formation and make sure that we are in love with God, because when we fall in love with God, we'll tell a dying world, hey, there's a better way of living than what you're living. Do do I have a witness here? The pride of life is the aim and the focus of some people. People are stepping on people just to get ahead. People are misusing people, abusing people, just to get to where they want to be. People are tearing each other down. I'm talking about this world that we live in, y'all. Just so they can get the desires of their heart. But my Bible says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you. I wish I had some Bible readers here. He'll give you the desires of your heart. I'd rather him give them to me than the world give them to me. Because when the world give them to you, it's only temporary. But when God gives you something, it's eternal. And this is what the Apostle John is saying. He said, listen, focus your eyes on the right stuff. And make sure you don't allow your vision to get fogged up by impressive soliloquies, if you will, and people who pat you on the back. Make sure that you allow yourself to be found in the will of God. He says, do not love the world. The word love used here is the Greek word agape, which refers to an unconditional or sacrificial love. Are y'all with me here? It's the same love that God has for us. And it's the same love, watch this church, that we should have for each other. Y'all in the room today? Therefore, when John says, do not love the world, he is not talking about having a general concern for the world or the people in the world. But he is referring to a deep, ungodly affection for the things of the world. Because you do know, there's no type of way that we are human beings and we cannot live in the world. We have to be in the world, but not of the world. Do I have a witness here? That means we should look different than the people who don't know Jesus Christ. I'm concerned about the Christianity of today, because it suggests that we can do any and everything, treat people any kind of way, and still think that we're on our way to heaven. Let me dispel the myth in your own personal theology this morning. Let me bust up your own theory this morning and tell you, if we don't live like God wants us to live, in hell we'll open our eyes. I know that's a hard thing to conceptualize, but that's the truth of the matter. That's God's word for God's people. And so John says, do not love the world. The love of the Father, if we love the world, is not in them. Now, this statement means that if we love the world, we do not have the love of God within our hearts. We cannot have both. Matter of fact, the Bible speaks in Revelations that we cannot have more than one master. He says, those who straddle the fence, he says, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He says, I'd rather you be hot or cold. In other words, what God is really saying in the book of Revelation, if you're going to be a sinner, be a sinner. Go to hell in a Cadillac. Come on. Can I be honest? Go in a Mercedes Benz. If you going to go all the way. Go and stop. But if you're going to profess to be a child of God, if you're going to say you're living for the Lord for the rest of your day, make sure you stay with the Lord all of your life. And I know peer pressure is something because we want everybody to like us. Can I tell you something for free today? Everybody gonna like you, amen, no matter if you do what they want you to do or not. Boy, I wish my mic was on, Nate. Yeah. Some folk just ain't gonna like you because you who you are. You cannot. And this is what I told the group of teenagers who were packed in the funeral home the other day as I ministered to them. I told them, don't get caught up on trying to impress people that don't like you in the first place. Learn how to be who you are and learn how to connect with God so when you get in trouble, you'll have somebody that you can lean on. Are you listening to me? And so God does not like when we straddle the fence, brothers and sisters. He says when we straddle the fence, he'll spew you out of his mouth. He'll throw you up, and you don't want God to throw you up. Because you'll live life in a reprobated mindset. In other words, you'll live without the help, guidance, and grace of the Lord. When you are connected with God, you forget about the ways of the world. And you fix your focus on pleasing God and doing what he has predestined for you to do. He says, don't get focused on loving the world. Don't get focused on waddling in the lust of the flesh. And this refers to the sinful desires of our physical bodies and making sure we find ourselves on the other side of immorality. The lust of the eye. Says those material possessions that we see that we got to have. Worldly possessions. You can get everything that you want. They had a song out, secular song out years ago that says you can't always get what you want. You got to understand that sometimes God says no for your own good. Share to witness it. Yeah, our eyes are often the gateway to our hearts, and what we look at, we are prone to desire. That's what messed David up. He looked up and he saw some stuff that he wanted, and it caused him to sin and be separated from God. Make sure that you don't get caught up in lusting with your eyes. Sometimes you got to have a spiritual Stevie Wonder spirit. Sometimes you need to see and don't see. Wish I had a witness here. Because that old eye'll get you in trouble. Boy, these eyes done got some of us in some hard trouble, if we be honest today. Amen. He said, listen, don't focus on the lust of the eye, the pride of life. And the pride of life refers to our selfish desires, our thirst to be recognized all the time, our obsession with our own accomplishment and our own possessions. It's an attitude of self-exaltation. which goes against the humility that Jesus said we have to have. No matter what you have, no matter what you've accomplished, you accomplished it because God gave it to you. Yeah. No matter what places you've been, the only way you were able to go to those places or sit at certain tables was because God opened the door. Do I have a witness here? Yeah, don't get caught up on accomplishments, because all of that will pass away. The world is passing away every single day. Apostle John reminds us that the world and its desires are only temporary. They won't last forever. I say it at funerals, I'm going to say it again. I've never seen a Loomis truck follow behind a hearse on the way to the cemetery. That means whatever you have is only temporary. Because when you close your eyes and when you die, it ain't going with you. Somebody else going to spend your money. Come on, talk to me here. That you leave in your bank account. Somebody else going to wear your mean coats. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That you leave behind. Somebody else going to drive your car, live in your house that you leave behind. We can't take none of this stuff with us. Only thing that we can take with us is the works that we do for the Lord. That's why they used to sing old song. And I like them old song that the old saints used to sing. They used to sing, "May the works I've done speak for me." If you ain't done no works, can't nothing speak for you. If you just gonna be a pew member and you don't want to do nothing, you ain't gonna have nothing to speak for you when you get there. When you work for the Lord and you have a pure heart for the Lord, you'll be able to stand before a judge on judgment day with grace in your heart and thanks in your eye, because you'll hear him say, "Servant, well done." I don't know about you, but he ain't got to call me pastor. He ain't got to call me doc. He ain't got to do none of that. Only thing I want to hear the Lord say when I get through going through down here, I want to hear him say, "Servant, well done." Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to get this thing right. We're living in the last days. We're living in pre-eschatology. We're living in a day where time is winding up. And the first person that we need to get together is yourself. That's the first person. Because you can't get nobody else together. I wish I had somebody who knew I was telling the truth. You can't get nobody else together if you're not together. I use the analogy like this. If your clothes dirty, why are you trying to wash somebody else's clothes? You wash your clothes first. And I like what they say, and I said it before. And every time they do the demonstration on the plane, I key in. It's on the plane a few hours ago, and the lady stood in the aisle, and she said, "Just in case." I'm tuning in, Ambrose, because I like that, because even when I'm sitting there on my way back to Memphis, God is speaking to me again. She said, "Just in case this plane go down, something is going to fall from the ceiling." But you don't put nobody else's mask on first, but you secure your mask on first. Tighten the bands and then help whoever is next to you. I wish I had somebody here. You need to know that sometimes you got to get yourself together first.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me. It's turning around for me,
around for me.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me.
Around
for me.
It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. A change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I
know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
This is the good news. And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around. Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor. That just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season to turn around. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on. Around for me.
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 It's turning around. I can see
around for me.
I can feel it happening
around for me.
Around for me.
concerning me. And soon or later, turning my faith. Can we just say that?
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.